In cases of academic misconduct, the faculty member decides if any violation has occurred. Director of Student Conduct Thomas Pedersen says what students can do if they do not agree with the decision.
It's basically if any time that you're looking at while the student is disagreeing with the faculty member on whatever the outcome was, they have the opportunity to request a hearing within 10 days.
Faculty members also have a responsibility to educate the students on what misconduct is. Pedersen says there's a real advantage in classes where this happens.
I think we see less misconduct in classes where that conversation happens. You know, the first day, second day, before an exam, before a paper, talking about what the requirements are.
However, there are still temptations.
Or if, for example, if the faculty member hasn't changed their test in several semesters and you have a copy of it, well, would you look at it? Would you study it? Would you regurgitate it when you go? I think there's a lot.
For Falcon News, I'm Ryan O'Dean.